Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilui Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Chof. The Gemara is discussing a braisa, and the braisa brings a din, that Matas Shoivar, if someone finds a Shoivar of a Ksuba, the halacha is, as long as the Ish is Moide, that the Baal already paid her up, the halacha is you'll have to give it back to the Baal. So Gemara asks the kasha that L'chayra, why aren't we chayshish for a knudya? Why aren't we chayshish that maybe she wrote the shayvar, she didn't end up giving it yet over to the Baal, and then she went and sold the ksuba in between. She sold the ksuba in between to someone else, and maybe now they're trying to take away that ksuba from the lekuches. So the Gemara answers, Abba Ravash, Mabi no isel de Shmuel, the Abba Shmuel, Abba Yichash, Tarchayv de Chaveri, Bechazer, Bachle, Bachle, Vafilu Yerish, Bachle. Says Rava, it's a raya from this price to Shmuel. That Shmuel holds that someone that sells a shtar chayv to someone else, the halacha is a meicha could still be meicha the shtar chayv. And therefore, says Rava, so therefore we're not worried about any chashas that maybe the isha sold the ksuba and therefore tried to be mafsid the lekuchas. So the pshat in this Gemara, the reason why Rava's teretz, the reason why the din of Shmuel helps to be mesalek the chashash. So there's a Tosfos about a basket of kufa b'zayin of a base of a basket of meicher. The Rosh by us brings it all the Rishayim to bring down the tzad. Tosfos over there assumes that the pshat the Gemara means to say that we believe the isha that the ksuba was already paid up before b'migu that right now she would anyhow be able to be meicher the ksuba. Right now the isha has a kliach to be meicher the ksuba, and then the halachas the lekuchas wouldn't be able to be goyvel because of Shmuel's halacha. So therefore, she's never with a migu that she could be meichel. She's never to say that the ksuba was already paid up before. So Taisus of Fidus Havara goes on to prove if he's there, says Taisus is a very big chiddush. Halacha is that if you hold up dina de garbi, a meichel shtachayv the chaveri b'chazal meichel is chayv to pay. He's meichel l'chayv. He's mafsed l'kuches. He really sold the chayv to the l'kuches. The chayv was already sold to the l'kuches, and he went and was boichalit, so he's being mafsid to the l'kuches. So halacha is, even though it's not a direct hezek, it's considered only a garbi. Afal pikin, if you hold dina the garbi, the halacha is you chayv to pay. Now the question is, how much are you mechayv to pay? So Tosfos says, if the halacha would be, like the chayv, the pashtus would be, that you have to pay the amount of how much the chayv is worth, either the amount that it says in the shtar, or kapatim, how much it's worth right now to sell. So says Tosfos, this migu wouldn't be a good migu. This migu wouldn't be a good migu, because this migu on the tzad, that see what she's saying now, that it was already perua, b'shas when she sold it, so it's pasha, she only has to reimburse the lekeach for how much money she took. The whole thing was a bekech tais. There was no such chayv, b'shas when she sold it. She took money and sold some of the chayv, that was no, the chayv was already nimcha, was already perua. So therefore it's pasha. All she has to do is pay back the amount of how much money she took. But now that she's being, if she would be meichel the chayv, so then the halacha is that she would have to pay back the amount of money that the chayiv, that the amount of money that the chayiv is right now. So it's not a good migu. She much rather say, much more better for her to say that the chayiv was paid up already before, that the go along can be meichel now. So how can we say that she's never to say that the migu that she can be meichel now, if she's much more comfortable saying that it was paid up before, but she'll have to pay much less money to the lekeach. Therefore, says Taisus Bukhar from here that even when you're Meichel, you only have to pay the amount that you took, money that you took for the Chayiv, not more than that, and therefore it's a good Miku. So the Ramban by us, all the Rishayim, the Raj, but the Ram, they all break down this Raya, and the Ramban comes and he says that this, it's Tabua Ba'idis Svara. He says it's Pasha, we're not coming to pay when someone's Meichel, Shtar Chayiv, the Chaveri, he's not coming to pay Achrayis for the amount of money that he took. It's not the Yisayit over here. The reason why he's paying over here is because he's a Mazik. So of course we have to look at how much he's Mazik now, how much the Chayv is worth now. And therefore it's Pasha, it says the Rabban, you have to pay the amount of the Chayv. And so the Rabban says that, what are we going to do with our Gemara? What's the Pshat of our Gemara? So the Rabban says we could say a different Pshat. The Gemara over here says the Rabban doesn't mean that we're trying to go ahead and be maiming the isha with a migu. The Rabbat's Gemara simply means that right now the isha is moided, that the shtar is parua, nichlal and there is a mechila. It's like she's being meichel l'chayv right now. Right now she's being meichel l'chayv. So even in Tzoloibar that she sold the chayv, we don't have to worry about l'kuches, because as long as she's being moided as parua, in a haidah, that the shtar is already parua means that she's being meichel. She's saying it. She doesn't want the chayv anymore. She's saying that it's parua. So therefore, nichlal metzah mechila. The Gemara is not saying she's nemah with amigu. She's nemah right now by saying that this is, by saying with the haidah in that is nichlal that she's being meichel. So right now we don't have to worry about the luchuchas mechlal because anyhow she's being meichel now. And that's how the Rashi by the Ran also learned the Gemara. And the Ramshif is bedayik in Rashi. Rashi says, Hilkach machosuk subasim ir dahainu star chay v'chazor b'chlas l'bal b'tishrei macho v'shaper tarif bal. It's mashma. The Rashi not saying that we believe her. Rashi's saying it's macho right now. She could be meichel right now. So it's mashma. Rashi says the Ramshif also like the Rishayim. He just ba'ira that Rashi further on in the Gemara. Rashi the Ramasul l'shnei subis. Rashi's mashma like Tesis assumes like that it's a migu. Rashi's lashon is umitoych shebe yada limchol star ksuba lebayla achshav lichashirin l'shem akas v'lita menisa. So it's mashba says the Ramshif from Rashi further on that he did learn the Gemara because of a migu. Tzarchian and the stira, there seems to be a stira in two Rashi's exactly how he understood this Gemara. But the Rabat speaks out that afal pikein in this case, if we find a lekeach, the isha would not be able to pay. The isha would not have to pay for the full chayv. So Maisa, she's tining, even whether we believe her or not, in order to give back the shtar, but she's the Maisa tining that she already was paid up before. So therefore, she would have to pay the lekeach back for more than the amount of money he gave her. But she's a muchzik, and she's tining that she only paid, she sold, the whole bechir wasn't a bechir bechal. And therefore, she's not being bechal now. But our Kapanim says the Rabban over here, we're not working with a migu. The way we're working over here is with a mechila. Now the Ritva brings down from the Rabban, but it sounds like from the Ritva that he's saying a little differently than it sounds like from the other Rishayim. The Ritva says that since the Gemara means to say as follows, that since there's a din of a meichashtar chayda chavei v'chazo machl machl, which says the Ritva, that the pshat in this din is one of two reasons. And the Ritva brings out two svaris that before the Rishayim, why, even though I sold already the chayv to someone else, I could still be meichel. The Ritva says either the pshat is like the Rif, the Rambam, they hold the reason why meichel shachar the chavei v'chazo machl machl is because since bechir shtar is only b'divrei seifrim, but the raisa halacha is he can't sell a shtar. So therefore, since it's only a drabbatik of bechira, so we look at it still a kapara magami bechila. We look at it still bershus the original meicher, and therefore he's able to be meichel. Or says the Ritva, the other pshat would be the Rishayda bring from the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh and the Ranik Subis Daf Peiva bring for Rabbeinu Tam that the reason why he can be meichel is because at every chayv there's two parts to the chayv. There's a shivat aguf. The fact that the loiv himself is mechayiv to pay. And then, since he's meshubid, so all his nechasim are also meshubid to pay up the chayiv. Which the Gemara is before a lot of places. It's midin arvus. Your nechasim are an oriv to pay up your chayiv. So it says Rabbi Natan, the debt that someone could sell a chayiv, that is halacha, that moichash tar chayiv l'chaveiroi, the only thing he could sell is the shibud nechasim, that since I owed by the loiv a shibud nechasim, that I could sell. Just like I could sell the chassim, if I owe the chassim, I could sell them. If I have a shibud on chassim, I could sell them also. But a shibud aguf, that the loiv is mechuyev to pay me, that says there a bit of time you can't sell. So therefore, that the shibud aguf stays by the meicher. The shibud chassim, that the chayiv has, that's what goes over to the lekeach. So therefore, says there a bit of time, that's the reason of Shmuel's halacha, because since al kapara the shibud aguf remains by the original meicher. Remains by the original Malveh, so therefore he could be Meichel that Shtar Chayv. He's able to be Meichel that Shtar Chayv. That he could be Meichel that Shibud Aguf. And says Rabbi Natan, once you Meichel Shibud Aguf, so automatically the Shibud Achasim is Paka. Because the halacha is, you can only go to the Arav if the Leiv is Chayv. Here the Leiv is not Chayv anymore. The whole Shibud Achasim is only an Arav for the Shibud Aguf. And since the Meicher, the Malveh, can be Meichel the Shibud Aguf, but that remains by him, so automatically the Shibud Achasim is going to go off. So it says the Ritva, the feed these two pshatim, and says the Ritva, therefore, who are din, she's demon, me din I das bal din. The Gemara means to say is that since we see, so therefore, either like the Rif, we still look at me as the Malve, since Bidereisa, the Chayiv still remains by me, or because of our Beit HaTabas, the Shibud Aguf remains by me. So therefore, I'm Nemon, we did I das bal din to say it's Perua. Just like I could be Meichel, because we look at it by me, who I did, I could have I das bal din. We believe me, we did I das bal din to say that the Chayiv is paid up. That's what it sounds like from the Ritva, a little different than it sounds like from the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim sound like they're saying that there's a direct Mechila going on right now, and the Ritva seems to say, no, she's not Meichel now. She's not saying she's being Meichel now. She's just saying that yesterday it's Perua, but it just, since there's a lumbus of a Meichel Shachar V'chavei Chasav V'chamachal, who I did, she could be never to say, on Aydah's Baldi. And once we say over these two Shittas, there's a famous Tzais, Tzivit Tzabach Vav, Sikot Chavav, where there he says, he goes on the Halach of Shmuel, and he says, Nishnu Bezesh Shloisha Shittas. He brings down the Shittas Arifa Rabbam that we said over, the Shittas Abed Atam, and he brings it to this third Shitta, the Shittas Arivin. He learns up Arivin in Asagas, the Arivin that the Baal Chubas brings down, that the Arivin holds a different lumbus. The Arivin holds that in a Chanami you could sell the whole Chayiv, maybe Bechir starts even with the Raisa. Just the reason why you can be Meichel is because you can't send over the Tviya. There's another Schutz, Schutz from the Etzem Chayiv, the Etzem Chayiv that the Malva owes, he has also a Schutz Tviya to be Tevea the Chayiv. And that always remains by the original Malva. So therefore, says the Raivin, once the Malva is Meichel, he doesn't want to be Tevea, so the Lukeach has no Schutz to be Tevea by himself. The Levin can tell him, I don't know who you are, I never borrowed money from you. In a Chanami, you own my Chayiv. But in order to, even if someone owns a Chayiv, in order to be Tevea, you'd have to have a Tzchus Tviya, and that Tzchus Tviya only could be made by the Malva. That you can't, something you can't sell. The Levin was only Meshavet himself to the Malva. And therefore says the Raivin, that's the reason of Shmuel's Halacha. Once the Malva is Meichel, and therefore he gives up his Tzchus Tviya in the Chayiv, the Lekeach himself has no way how to be Geiva. It's always the way the Lekeach's Geiva is, but Tziruf, that there's a Malva here that has a Tzchus Tviya, he can use the Malva's Tzchus Tviya to be Geiva his Chayiv. But once the Malva is Mesalik himself from the Tzchus Tviya, the Lekeach has no right to go and be Geiva the Chayiv by himself. Now the Shach, in Simin Sabach Vav, Sifkat Lab Zayin, says another teretz. The Shach says an interesting teretz. The Shach says that the reason why there's no problem with the Migo over here is, he says the Shach, because when she's Moide, and she goes along and she's Moide, and says that this Chayiv that I sold you is not really, was already Perua, on that Haidah itself, says the Shach, she's going to be Chayiv to pay out Mazik. She's just like when she's Moichel the Chayiv, she's Chayiv to pay out Mazik. When she's moide that the chayiv is perua, also the lekeach says, excuse me, I have a chayiv over here. I have a ksuba that I bought from you, which is worth a lot of money now. And you came along and you're being moide and saying that it was already perua before. You're chayiv al tzmazik on that itself. So therefore says the shach, when she's moide, also she's going to have to pay just as much. The oilam, maybe we could say not like tesis. The oilam we could say that when you moichel a chayiv, you have to pay the full amount of chayiv. But Afal Pikem, we can learn the Gemara Midin Migu, because on the Tzavit, when she's Moida, also she's Chayiv to pay the full amount of the Chayiv. But the Lekeach can tell to me, why are you being Moida and being Mafsid me? You're being Mazik me, therefore I want you to pay for the Hezek of the whole Chayiv. And the Chazanish, in Simaches, and Oys Tezayin is Betam on the Shach, how could it be such a thing that someone's Moida? She's saying the Emesh, she's saying I'm saying the truth. How could you say I'm being Mazik you? She's coming in, would believe, she's saying, I'm saying the truth. You can't be mechayiv someone al mazik for saying the truth. And the Tumim in Sifkat Nechav Gim over there asks on the Shach, that what are we chayshish? We're chayshish over here that we're going to go to a different place. And we're chayshish over here that we're going to give back the shaver to the Baal, and we're going to go to a different place, and we're not going to know. Now that when the lekeach that are coming and be moitzi his shtar that he bought this ksuba, the Baal will be holding the shamer and saying, what do you mean I have a shamer that this man is before? And now he's not going to be able to be gave it from the isha more money. He's only going to be able to be gave from the isha the moitzi of the chayv. The Baal is going to have a raya brua and biyadli after we give it back to him. After we give back the shamer to the Baal, the Baal is going to have a full proof that the chayv is paid up. So therefore, if she just goes ahead and be Meichel, said, don't give back the Sheva, I'll just be Meichel, then the Lekeach will be able to be gave from her the full Chayiv. Mashenki now, says the Tumim, now that we're going to give back the Sheva, the Baal's going to go to somewhere else, a different Bezdin, that's not going to know about the Mefila, and there's going to be a clear Raya Biyada Baal, that the Ksuba was paid long before the Lekeach bought it, and he's not going to be able to be given now. We're not going to see any Haidah of the Isha. He's not going to be able to be given from the Isha anything more than the money that he took. So therefore, ask the Tumim, this doesn't help. The Rishonim's cash, the Migu is still not going to be a good Migu. Now there's another Pshat in the Sugya that the Rosh brings down, Meshema Yesh Aimrim. The Ritva, the Sheet, the Mukubetis brings a Gilyan, Meshema the Mari, that says it's Pshat, a different Pshat, that the Gemara means to say a whole different thing. The Gemara means to say is that we're not Chishish Bechlal, that Isha paid a Ksub, that an isha sold her ksuba, but since the halacha is a meicher shtar chayv l'chaveri chazom machol machol, no one in his right mind would ever buy a ksuba from an isha. Aisha Yeshevas Takas Baila, how would someone go and buy a ksuba from her? He knows that within a few minutes she's going to be meichel to her baal. So no one, it's not a good investment to go and buy a ksuba from an isha. Everyone knows that she's going to go be meichel to her baal right away. So therefore, we're not chayshish for such a thing that someone bought a ksuba from an isha. That's what the Gemara means. It's a milsa de leishchicha that someone buys a ksuba from an isha. So it comes out, we have four mahalchim in how to learn the Gemara. The Tosfos assumes that the reason is because of a migu, and therefore he proves that someone that's meichel shtar chayv does not have to pay the full price. Except from the shach, even if you do have a full pay, you have to pay the full price. Afal pikin, you maybe learn the Gemara bidin migu. That's one mahalach at the pshan. The Gemara is bidin migu. Except from the Rishonim, it's mashba like that in Lashon Rashi, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ran. They all say that the pshan the Gemara is bidin that right now there's a mechiva. Said from the Ritva, a little similar, but a little different. He says that since you could be Meichel right now, so you have the same koyach with Aydas Baldin. The same way you can be Meichel, you're the Baldin Lagabi and the Mechila. So what did Lagabi Aydas Baldin? Also your Nemon. And then we said over a pshat that the Rosh brings B'Shem Yesh Aymrim, that the Gemara means to say that we're not Chishish B'Chlal, that Isha sold her Ksuba. There's another kasha over here on this Gemara. There's a Tosfos in Ksubis, Daf Yotesa Ben Aleph, the Ramaschu Kegoin, that writes that if the pshat, why a meichah shtar chayv l'chaveri chayzom machal machal is because mechir shtar says drabanon, shitas harif, so says Tosfos, that's only if you sold it. But what happens if this person, this malve, is mechir money to someone else? So we know the din, a famous halach of shibutu deram nasin, which is a din deraisa, the Gemara brings a drasha. There's a drasha, there's a kasev, a din deraisa called shibud deram nasin, that the loive, the malve, if he's mechuyim money to someone else, automatically his malve could go be goyve from the third person, from the original, from the other loive. And says Tosfos, that's a din deraisa. So the chayyur says Tosfos over there, you wouldn't be able to be meichel. Tosfos in Ksubis has a tzad, that over there, the middle person, the middle malve, can't go be meichel his loive, since his malve has a right to be goyve from the third loive. So the Ramban argues, and Ramban says that it's pasha that he could be meichel, and he brings one raya from a sugi baba kam, and he brings a raya and says kein muchach in seif shtayim oichsin, and the chayyur's kavan is for eretz sugi. You see, from eretz sugi, the Gemara holds that we're not chayshish. What happened? What the Gemara says we should be chayshish, or maybe there was a mechira. Answers to Gemara that we have Shmuel's din. Now there's a question, very good, but what happened? Maybe this isha is mechuyim money to someone else. That's the kasha. And the Rabban seems to have on the Shitas Tosfos over there in Ksubis. So the Ran over there, he's coming to answer a different kasha, but he says that possibly by a Ksuba, there's no din of Shibud Deram Nasin, since there's a din of Ksuba Loi Nitna Ligves Mechayim. So therefore, says the Ran, maybe there's no din of Shibud Deram Nasin Bechlal by a Ksuba. And therefore, even if normally you would be able to be Meichel, even if you can't be Meichel Shibud Deram Nasin, there's nothing Shver from Eretz Sugya, but in Eretz Sugya, it wouldn't apply the whole din of Shibud Deram Nasin. The Shach in Simon Pei Vav, Skat Yid Alef, says a different teretz. He says that the reason why we're not chayshish that the Isha borrow money from anyone is because no one in his right mind would ever lend a Isha HaYeshevis Takas Baila money. Who said they're going to ever get back the money? The only time they can be Tevei her back money is only after she becomes Mugureshes or Baal dies. So no one ever is going to go lend the Isha HaYeshevis Takas Baila money. So therefore we don't have to ever worry that there's any Shibud Deram Nasin going on here, since we don't assume that anyone's going to lend Isha Yeshevis Takas Baila money. So then the Sivis and Simon Pei Vav over there in Tzivkot and Hey, he says, very good, but maybe she borrowed the money after she was Mugureshes already. We see in Tosfos has a kasha that maybe she worried about a Mechira after Gerishin. So Tosfos has an answer on Mechira. But what about the Chayyur of Es and the Sivis? What happened? Why is the Shach assuming that we're worried about the Halvot Takas Baila Dafka? Maybe we should be worried about Halvot when she's not Takas Baila. Ein Shom he's befalpo to explain the Shach, but Toich Tvar comes out l'chayr another teretz to this kash of the Ramban, and the answer is just like Tosfos says that we're not worried about a mechira acher, we're not worried about any mechiras afterwards, because the isha is not going to gain anything, because anyhow she's going to have to pay the lukuchas back the money that she bought the ksuba with. So what did says in the Sivis that we're not worried about a halva. What does the isha gain by this whole kanunya over here? The isha is chayy money to someone else. So now she's gonna go and say she's gonna be Meichel. She's gonna go be Meichel. She's gonna go and taino that her ksuba was already paid up, and she's gonna have to pay back her alva. She's not gaining anything from this whole knunya over here. By regel Meichel Shtar Chayiv, so she sold it for very cheap. And now she's only going to have to pay back that very cheap. And therefore, she'll gain the whole ksuba. She'll be able to split the ksuba with the baal. Mashiach by alva, whatever amount the alva is going to be, she's going to have to pay that back up. So she doesn't gain anything from this whole knunya. So chayim, we have to answer this kash of alva. Either we have the Ramban, that the Ramban assumes that in a chanami, you could be Meichel Shibud Derem Nasin. But if you go like this Tesis, we have a teretz from the Ran, that there's no Din Shibud Derem Nasin on the ksuba. We have a teretz from the Shach, that we're not chishish b'chal for alva, and we said over at teretz it's yetsi b'divrei anasivis that l'chayra there's no shchash k'nunya here because she's not gaining anything, since anyhow she's gonna have to reap if she goes and says that the ksuba is not meshuvah to the alva, that this malva can't be given from her ksuba. She's al kaponim gonna have on her head the alva. She's gonna have to pay back the alva. She's not gaining any money from this whole k'nunya. Therefore, we're not chishish for this whole k'nunya. So the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says that Abaye says, no, there's no raya from this price to Shmuel. The Oilam, we can say, afilu teima leisil to Shmuel. We can say that it's not, that you can't be moichel shtal chayv. The reason over here why we're not chayv for this klunya is, hachabai eskina mishtar ksuba yaitse b'tachas yada. That's talking about the isha's holding a shtar ksuba b'tachas yada. So we see, says Abaye clearly, that she didn't sell it. She's holding it in her hand. So Rashi explains, had she had sold it, she would give it over to the lekech. So the Rishonim explain that what Rashi means, Rashi's lashon means, the Ramban, the Ram, the Ritz for the Rosh, they all explain that what it means is not that you automatically need to give it up to make the mechir, that's not the mashmois of lashon Rashi. The svara is that someone that buys a ksuba from the isha would never allow that the isha should be holding the ksuba. He's scared that he's going to get problems. The isha's going to go be gaivit it herself. She's holding the shtar ksuba. Alikeach automatically says, I'm only going to buy it from you if you give me the shtar ksuba. She's only semeches daita if you give her over the shtar ksuba. But the oil could be you can make a mechira. Maybe there are ways to make a mechira without giving over the shtar ksuba. The svarta of the Gemara just says that if there was be'emes a mechira, we wouldn't find the shtar ksuba yada isha. She would have, the lekech would have been makbid that she gave over the ksuba yada lekech. But there's another two mahalchim that I learned the sugya. The Ran brings down Ikaman de Omar. The Rosh in Siman Mem Tes brings this down from Rav Hai, that they understand from Er Gemara that the only way to make a mechira is by giving over the shtar. That's what the Gemara means. In order to sell a ksuba, you must give over the shtar ksuba. Because the only way to sell a ksuba, to sell a chayiv, is with the ksiva mesira, by handing over the shtar. And if you hold Oisya 6 of Mesira, that would be enough. If you hold 8 Oisya 6 of Mesira, that you need to hand over the shtar, and you need to write another shtar on that shtar, Ksiva Mesira, and that's the only way you had to be Makdo Choy. And in the Ran's Dan, what's with Agav? The Rosh brings it down for Rav Hai. There's a first in the Gemara that if you sell a karka, you could sell Agav karka shtar. So the Rav Hai and the Ran brings down this, says on his own, that over there you can be sell a shtar agav is only a shtar kinyan on that karka itself. Shtar kinyan on that karka itself, that can go over by agav. Mashe a regular shtar chayiv, just to be back to a shtar chayiv, agav karka, that you can't do. And therefore, this mahalach and rishayim is to learn that there's no way possibly to be makna chayiv without giving it over, and therefore there's need on what's with chalipin. Is it sad? Maybe we could be makna chayiv with chalipin. So the fetus mahalach will be much from the sugya that you can't be makna chayiv with chalipin. Either the only way to be makta is with ksiva mesira. Then the Ramban and the Ritva bring down a third pshat in this sugya. They learn that the alpiya sugya in Sanhedrin daf lamed alf. The Gemara over there says is anytime someone's holding a shtar, if a shlish is holding a shtar, the shlish is neman. The Gemara says a svara migu di bai kalsay. The shlish could have burnt the shtar. Someone that's holding a shtar is automatically neman to say what the story of this chayv is. Because this is the whole proof that the chayv is from the shtar. So if you could burn the shtar, if I had it in my hands, I was able to burn the shtar. So I'm nemen to say. So therefore, the Yishayim learned, what the Gemara means to say is, that since the Ish is the one holding the shtar ksuba, the Kech has no proof that there's any ksuba here. So the whole way that there's going to be any proof that there's a ksuba here is from what the Ish is holding biyada, she could have burnt it. So therefore, she's nemen to say it's perua. Migu di bai kalsay. That's what the Gemara means over here. Since the shtar ksuba is yetiv tachas yada, she has a nemanis on the suba, even if she sold it, but she's neman because she has a migu, she could burn up the shtar. She could have burnt up the shtar. So it comes out we have three mahalchim in the sugya. Pashta Mahalach, where the Rishayim seem to learn in Rashi, is that a normal Lekeach takes the shtar. Umdara is Lekeach will take the shtar. He's not going to leave the shtar beyada Isha. Therefore, if the shtar is sitting beyada Isha, we can assume that it wasn't sold. And the Mahalach, the Ram brings, the Rosh brings for Rav Hai. Second Mahalach, that the only way to be Maknach a shtar is by making him a Sira, by giving over the shtar beyada Lekeach. And the third Mahalach, the Ramban and the Ritva say, is that this is once she's holding the shtar, she has a migu di baikal, so she could have burnt up the whole shtar, ripped up the whole shtar, and therefore she's never to say that it was already perua. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says another teretz. Abai says another reason why there's no right to Shmuel from here, another reason how you could be misalik this chashash knunya. And Abai says the reason is, va'oi, the shayvim is mani taref. So Abai says that over here, since the Isha is being maiden, she's allowing the Baal Me'ak upon him to have the Shaivar. So even if Be'emes, we weren't maiden the Shaivar Bizmani. But right now, it's Matal Yad Baal, and therefore the Shaivar is already Chalam Afreya from this man. So therefore, we don't have to worry about any Knunyas, even on the Tzad, she wasn't maiden, and that's also the Halacha, that the Ksub is already Machal that from the Shas, the Zman Shaivar, because of the Din of Eidah V'Chasub of Zachalai. So there's a famous riff, a very mechudishtik riff, famous riff on the Avavon Beis, which is on the sugya before and after Gimel. The riff brings down our sugya to prove that we don't hold of Eidah B'chasubim Zachalai. He brings that it's only a Bayashita, Rava, Kinir, and our sugya argues. And when he brings down our sugya, he explains. And he says, V'afal gav, loy matal yadei, even though it was loy matal yadei, and the Gemara and after Gimel and Alf says he did matal yadei, to have a lake in Mechila. It remains like a mechila. So it seems like the Rif had a problem in our sugya l'chayr it's loy matzal yadei, and he answers the teretz that over here it's different, but it's mechila. So the Rosh Tzimimet test explains that the Rif holds that it helps matzal yadei, that it is a svar that it can work matzal yadei is only by a shibud. Only by a shibud. The Gemara only said it on the Afigilam and Alp by a shibud. When we tried to make a shibud, the Mafreya, so then you could say that Ayidei that it's Matal Yadi the Besaif, even though Bishas the Bechir didn't work, since Ayidei was Matal Yadi the Besaif, that helps to make the shibud already Bisman. But says the Rosh, the Rif holds that by a Shtar Mecher, to say that the Mechira was Chal back, or by a Shaivar, or by any of these type of things, that the Rif doesn't hold that it helps later on, that the Matal Yadi later on should help back the Mafreya. So therefore, the Rif had very shver. What's going to be with Shaver over here? Chayra over here by Shaver was saying that she was meichel the whole ksuba. So how could it work? I did it. He got it later on. How could it work l'mafreya? And therefore, the Rif says to Teretz that no, you don't need a matzal yadei. If you hold eidah b'chasub of zachenloi, we don't need a matzal yadei. But over here it's different. But over here it's a mechila. Since over here it's a mechila, so therefore you don't need a matzal yadei. So it comes out from this Rosh, the way the Rosh understands this riff, there's two very big chedushim. First of all, that the whole din of Eidah V'chasubim Zachalai only helps for a shibud. It doesn't help for other things. You can't say that I'm making a mechira l'mafreya al yedei Eidah V'chasubim Zachalai. And secondly, to warn the Rosh, that a shayvar, something that has a mechila, you don't need a matzal yadei. It's enough just with the ksivas ashtar itself, that makes that the shayv is already chal, and you don't need a matzal yadei the besayif. Those are the two chedushim that it's a vor b'teich divrei harosh b'bir divrei harif. And we'll discuss each one. The achrayim discuss each chedush on its own. Now, before we discuss each chedush, I have to explain the etzem gemara. The stipler in Simcha Beis, where he discusses barichas the inyan of edam chesuv zachaloi, with Shimon Shkop and Simon Yuches, they both are on his kasha that l'chayra l'fized. What's the Gemara bringing the din of Eidah B'chasubim Zachalai? The din of Eidah B'chasubim Zachalai is by a shtar shiba, like the Rif says, that I make a shtar, and I day that it's matal yadi the besayif, the shtar is already chal from the mafreya. But what does that have to do with Eretz Sugya? The Rif is learning the Eretz Sugya, the reason why it works is because it's a mechila. The reason why the Rif says you don't need the whole lomness of Eidah B'chasubim Zachalai, you don't need the whole lomness of matal yadi to make that the shtar should be chal on mafreya. So over here it's different, over here it's a mechila. So what does it have to do? Why is the Gemara saying? The Gemara should say that. Over here it works right away, right? When he writes the shtar, he's being meichel. Pashtus, the way, if the Rif is saying that it's working differently out of mechila, so it's not working with the whole lomness of the shtar. It's not working with the whole lomness of Abaye of Eidah B'chasubim Zachalai. So therefore, what's the Gemara saying? Abaye l'taimei. Why is it Abaye l'taimei? It's a whole new din. So they both explain that in Abaye's chiddush of Eidah B'chasubim Zachalai, there's two chiddushim. One of the big chiddush of lamdus shechilek in the din of edah b'chasuv of zachanoi, that this whole lamdus that you can have a star that's chal ayded chasimus and ayded matul yadu b'seif, the star can make a kda, can make a shibur from ready before. There's another chiddush. There's a second chiddush. The chiddush is that even though normally when someone writes a star, he's only being makne, he's only being meshabed his nechasim b'mesiris hashtar. Now Abai is beforish. When someone writes a star, right b'shas to writing the star, he's already makne and he's already being meshabed with the star, whatever is nichlal in the dinah in whatever it says in the star. But if not, in the charam yeidah b'chasubim zachalay in the star could already be chalam afreya, but the person didn't have das makne. So says the stipler, says Rav Shimon, that what the Gemara is bringing from Abai Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai, the Gemara over here is not bringing the whole longness of Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai. That's unnecessary. The Gemara is just saying, Shavim Bismani Torah, like the Rif says, because of a Mechila. It's right when he writes a star, right when the Isha writes the star, Shavar, she's being Meichel Ksuba. With the Ksivas a star, she's being Meichel Ksuba. The Gemara is just bringing out that L'chaira, she's only being Meichel when she's Meister the star. Why should we assume that she's Meichel with the Ksivas a star? And that the Gemara is bringing Abai, since we see an Abai. That Eidah B'chasuv of Zachalai. So we see that Abaya holds that B'shas, the Ksivas Ashtar, the ready is a Das Makna. So Huadin by a Sheva is already a Das Makna. So even though we don't have the whole lumness of Eidah B'chasuv of Zachalai, but since it's a Das Makna right away, the Mechila could work right away without the Ashtar. And therefore the Gemara is bringing that Abaya instead of Eidah B'chasuv of Zachalai is necessary, not the whole lumness of Eidah B'chasuv of Zachalai, but this Nakuda that is a Das Makna right away is necessary to understand why over here by Shevar the Mechila happens right away. Now, on the first chiddush of the Rif, that the whole din of Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai is only by Shibud, and not by a Mekach, and therefore not by Shaivar, the Shach asks, my Umay a Shibud from a Mekach? He's telling me that a Shibud could be Chalam Afreya. Why shouldn't a Mekach be able to be Chalam Afreya? Why is a Shibud stronger? L'chair, a Mekach is always stronger. So if you're telling me that a Shibud could go back to Afreya, for sure a Mekach, a full-blown Mekach, should for sure go back to Afreya. But there's another kasha that he asked that L'chayr, the Gemara is beforish. There's a din Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai on Shtar Shichrer. The Gemara before, on Daf Yatesim and Alf, is beforish, that if you hold Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai, it helps on a Shtar Shichrer, Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai. So all the Achroinim, the Ktei Tzachoshin, and Tzimulam Ates, Sifkot and Zayin, and Asivis, and Sifkot and Yudalid, and Achas David, the Imri Baruch over there, and Agoyis on the Shach, they all explain that what the Rosh means in B'Avadas Divrei Arif, the Rosh doesn't mean that you can't have an Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai by a Mechira. Of course you can have an Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai by a Mechira. There's no difference between Mechira and Shibud. What the Rosh means is that every Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai, if the person's Chayzer before it's Matal Yadeh, then it's Batal. The whole din of Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai is only if the person was a Chayzer and wasn't Mevatal Mekach in between the Chasimus Hashtar and the Mesira of the Matal Yadeh. So therefore, that's what the Rif means. By a Shevar, I wrote a Shevar, but then afterwards, Isha wrote a Shevar, but then afterwards, Isha went ahead and she sold it away, it's not hers anymore. So she's Mevatel, the Shevar. Who I didn't, similarly to that, if someone takes a Karka, and he's Chosim a Shtar, and he wasn't Moshe the Shtar yet, and then sells the Karka to someone else, so then the Halach is, he's being Mevatel, he's being Chosim from that whole Shtar. And he's making the whole Shtar, the whole shtar becomes batal, idea that he sold the karka to someone else before it was matal yadei. A person could be mevatal, even though Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai works about Freya, but a person could be mevatal the shtar, could be mevatal this whole mekach before it's matal yadei. And therefore they say that in the Shach's kasha from Shibud is not shver, but by Shibud, by the fact that you sold the karka in between the Shibud, if you write a shtar chayv, you mishabed his karka, you mishabed all your karkois, and then you go and you sell one of your karkois, you're not being chayzer from the shibud b'chlal. It's not a stira b'chlal. I'm being mishabed the karka, and the shtar is a full shtar of shibud karka, and I sold it. The shibud is not a stira. You could have a shibud and still the mechira could be chal. So since a mechira is a karka, it's not a stira to a shibud, you could have a mechira with a shibud on it, so I'm not being chayzer b'chlal from the shtar shibud. That's what the Rosh means to say. That by when I meshabed myself and then I sell it, that's not a chazara. When I sell something and then I sell it, or I write a shevar and then I sell it, that's a full-blown chazara. And that's why it doesn't apply to B'chasuvim Zachalai. And therefore they answer the sugya on the Afyatesim and Alpha Gabi Get Shichr the same way. By Get Shichr, the Gemara's problem of the year of Eidah B'chasuvim Zachalai is not that we're chayshish, that he sold the evan in between. Well, the Gemara is discussing that with chayshish that he sold the Maisi Yadayim. The Gemara selling a ma'aseh of dayim is not a chazor from the shichur of the eved. So therefore, that's nothing to do with the shichur of the eved. I still maybe want to be meshachar my eved. And therefore, says the Achrayim that over there's no chazara. So there, of course, you can say edam chazum zachleid ma'afrei on a sheep on a shichur. And of course, you can say edam chazum zachleid ma'afrei on a mechira. There's no difference between mechira and shibud. The difference is a technical difference that by mechira, when you go and sell it in between, it's a chazara. By a shaver, if you would go and sell the chazuva in between, that's a chazara from being meichalit. And that's what the Rosh understood in the Rif. Now the Stipler in Bar Metzia Simchav Beis, he explains, he doesn't like this Mahalach. He says, what should be the Svara if it works on Afreya? Why could you be Chayzer? He says, not Mashma anywhere that if someone's Chayzer before it's Matzal Yadi, it's a problem. He doesn't like this Mahalach from all the Achronim. So he says a different Mahalach. He says it Al-Pi a suffix of Reb Kiv Eger and Gittin Daf Yigimel Mit Alf. Reb Kiv Eger and Gittin Daf Yigimel Mit Alf is a suffix. If we say, Tais Bias discusses that we say the Din of Edom Chasum Zachle Beishtar Shichur, so the halach is, you need Matl Yadei. So Reb Kiv Eger is a suffix. Do you need to make a Mais in a Sina? But a Matl Yadei. The halach is, Pashtis, that a Shtar Shichur of Eben needs a Mais in a Sina. So therefore, Reb Kiv Eger is besupik, in the matel yode of a shtar shichur, do you need to make the mice in a sino just like you would have needed if you would make a regular shichur? Or do we say, no, it's just a tnai of matel yode. And matel yode doesn't need to have the whole full dine mesira shtar. It's just a dim, it has to end up has to be matel yode. But the shichur was already chal before, so there's no real reason why I need to have an asino. So says the stipler, al pizel we can understand, the shita sarosh, pidas harif. That the lumnus is that once I sell away the karka, if let's say I have a shaver, the isha by a shaver, she wrote a shaver that's a shtar mechila on the chayv, and then she go and sells and she went and she sold her ksuba, she sold away the chayv. B'shas when it's matli yad abal, she's giving him over a mechila on something that's not hers, on the tzad that you can't be meich shtar chayv lechaver chazam machol einim machol, like the gemara is going now. She's giving over a shaver on a chayiv that doesn't belong to her. That's not a matl yadei. That's not a mesirah shtaris. What did if someone writes a shtar mechira and then he goes and sells the house to someone else? B'shas the matl yadei, even though the mechira is going to be chalam afreya, but maybe the matl yadei needs to be a good mesirah shtaris. In other words, which means that it has to be a mesirah that would be able to be a mesirah shtaris right now. Once I have a good mesirah shtaris right now, then we look at it l'mafreya. As it was already chal on Afreya, it was already chal with the Edom Chasumov already. But the Matl Yod is not stam tonight. It has to come to the hands of the Lekeach. The Matl Yod means that it has to be given over with Teretz of Asir Shtar. Just like when Kaveh declares that maybe by Shtar Shichur, you need to make a Mais in a Sina now. Right now, I have to make a Masira that looks like a good Mechira Shtar. Works over like a regular Masira, how the Masira would have been now. Then, once I have that, we say l'mafreya tzchal. So therefore says this type of, that's the pshat in the Rif's Chiddush. Pshat what the Rif holds, that you can only have it by Shibud, is by Shibud, similar to what the Achrayim said, by Shibud, right now I can still be b'shabud all my sadas. That sada maybe won't be chal Shibud on it, but the shtar could be a good shtar. All it says in the shtar is that I'm being b'shabud all my nechassim, so now that's a good mesirah shtaris. Once that mesirah shtaris works over, and the shtar is chal, so now it could be chal l'mafreya from the time of other chassimu. But in the case where the whole shtar is varim batalim b'shas now, if we just look at right now, does the Messiah right now anything? No, it's varim batalim of batalim. Then you can activate the mafreya, the edom chasum zakloi of the mafreya. So those are the two ikkum mahalchim and the achroinim had to understand. This is the mahalch of the earlier achroinim, ktsayis tesivis, nachas tovin, rei baruch, that the whole ktsayis is hold the riff, the rush, they hold you need to, you can make a chazara. The rush savan in the riff is that you can make a chazara. Matul yadi means you have to give it to him without a chazara. Once you chazer in between, it's bevatul ishtar. And the stipler understands that the lomdis of matul yadi is that it has to be matul yadi with a lomdis, kilo with right now a good mesirah shtaris, and then already it could work with mafreya. So once you already sold away your karka to someone else, it doesn't work. Now, in the second chiddush of that the riff, the Rosh understands in the riff, that the riff is saying that there's a mechila, that shayva doesn't need a matzal yadei. Shayva works differently, it works out because of a mechila, you don't need a matzal yadei. So, in the Ramban, in Melchamis, he learns the riff differently. He learns the riff like the Shach wants to learn the riff, that the riff doesn't really mean anything. The riff just means to say that even though it wasn't matzal yadei, b'shas, then mechatchila wasn't matal yada yet. Afal pikein, it works exactly what he means with the lashon of mechila tzarachian. But that's at a shach, and they're a ban. They're a ban. The melchamis, the last melchamis in the parak, also clearly learns the rif not like the rosh, that the rif doesn't mean anything. So both chedushim are. Both Chedushim aren't true, and he brings a raya. He says it can't be the Ramban, and the Shach asks as a kasha also, the Prisha asks as kasha, that it can't be that the Rif holds that it works b'shas maisa. Can't be that the Rif holds that you don't need a matzal yadeh. Because if you don't need a matzal yadeh, he says the Ramban, then why, when ain Isha moideh, why don't you give it back? Once Isha wrote the Shaver, finished. Isha wrote the Shaver, you tell me you don't need a matzal yadeh. It's chal, she was Michael. And why in the world is there a halacha of ein chayiv moideh? And the Shach asks another question from the Mishnah on the Af Yechesa Ben Aleph, that over there the Mishnah says if you find a shayiv you don't give it back, that they already wrote it. There's a first Mishnah says the Shach that by shayiv or chayish that maybe afterwards she was chayzer. So it's before Ish, as long as it wasn't matzal yadi, which is really the Gemara, and after Gilma Manav explains this Mishnah, because you need a matzal yadi. Even if you hold Eidim Chasumim Zachonoi, you need a matzal yadi. So ask the Shach, Chachar, it's first over here, that you need a matzal yadi by a Shaver. So the Ktseis HaChoshen answers this question, the Darko, like we said over before, that he understands that the Pshat and the Rif, that you don't, the pshat in the rif, why you don't say, Eidim Chasuvim Zachaloi, that you can't say a matzal yadi doesn't work by a shayvar, is because you're a chayzer. So says the Ktsais, that the whole chazara is only on the guf achayv. When she sold the chayv, she was chayzer on the guf achayv. She wasn't chayzer on the shtar shayvar. She was just chayzer on the guf achayv, that she was first meichel achayv, now she was chayzer, she sold it to someone else. But says the Ktseis on the etzem shtar that she wrote to for her husband, the shayv that she wrote to her husband, she wasn't chayzer. It says the Ktseis that over here, the way the mechila has to work, even the feed of rif, is with the shtar. The mechila can't work by itself. The mechila is going to have to work with the shtar. So therefore says the Ktseis, once at the end of the day, the shtar comes to the baal, then you could be meichel with the shtar. The Ktseis learns that the lomdus over here of the mechila is going to have to work with the shtar. Because he says that there's a problem over here. There's a problem of Eidim Chasuvim Zachaloi. The Rif holds that you could be Chayzer from Eidim Chasuvim Zachaloi. So says that's what the Rif answered. That on the Chayiv, you don't have a problem. Because the Chayiv is a Mechila. So it doesn't bother me that you're Chayzer from the Chayiv. But says it says, since the Mechila has to work through the Shtar, so the only way that the Shtar you need Akna for, to give up the Shtar, you got to need Akna. But says Ikseis, on the shtar you have a matzal yadeh. Because on the shtar you never chayzer. You're only chayzer on the chayv. On the shtar you weren't chayzer. So therefore says Ikseis, once you have a matzal yadeh, the mafreya on the shtar, so now I have the shtar in the lomnus of Eidim Chasuvim Zachaloi. And the chayv, says the rift, there's no problem of chazar, but the chayv is a mechila. So therefore says Ikseis, a big chiddish, that in a chanam you need a matzal yadeh by shayver. True, the rift holds you need a matzal yadeh by shayver. The rift holds that in the gufa chayv is a chazara. And therefore, the Rif has explained that the Guf HaChayv, we don't care about the Chazar and the Guf HaChayv because the Guf HaChayv is a Mechila. Masha'ekin, the Mesiris HaShtar of the Shaver, which that is important also for the Mechila HaChayv, is you need a Shtar, and that is no Mechila. That doesn't help Mechila. Shtar is not a Mechila. A Shtar you need a Aknaf for. And therefore, says the Ktseis, on that Shtar, we will be necessary in the Matzal Yadei, but on that Shtar, we will have the Matzal Yadei. There we have the Matzal Yadei, since the issue is never Chayzer on the Shtar itself. Tzarachin is a very shver. Tzarachin to understand exactly how everything works together. But the Nesibis over there has a more simple teretz to this kasha, and he says that when Isha writes a shaver and she's being meichel, she wrote a shaver. What the story is that she wrote a shaver because the baal was planning on paying up the ksuba. That's normally the case. So he says, "Ein echanami." The riff holds that there's a mechila right b'shas ksivas ha-shaver, but it's pashit that it's only a dait in the hachi that the baal is going to pay. The Baal doesn't end up paying that she's not ever being meichel. So she's only being meichel at that nachi that the Baal pays. So if the Isha is not meichel that the Baal ever paid, or the Mishnah Daf Yeches, she's nimlach, and she doesn't end up giving the shaver because the Baal doesn't pay, so then says the Nesivis, pashat, that the shaver is pashat, that's nothing. So if we find the shaver on the floor, says the Nesivis, as long as the Isha is not being meichel that she was paid up, So we can't assume that anything happened. But of course, this parayin, this din of the Nesivus explaining that you need a parayin, has nothing to do with the matzal yadei. We don't have the whole lumness of the riff, like we said before, from the achronim, the stipler, and the ksais, and the Nesivus is mahalach of chazara. Over here, it's a regular tanai. It's a regular tanai study. Once you have a parayin, it automatically is going to be that the shaver was already chal betucked by then. There's no din, you can't be chayzer. Even if you're chayzer, as long as you end up paying, as long as right now you end up paying, it's b'sei the gomer. So therefore, if the isha is maida, right now she's being maskim, that even she's being maida, so it's ilu, there's a parayin now, b'chila kiparayin dami. So of course, if the shaver is chalam afreya, there's no problem the fact that the isha was chayzer in between and everything. It's a regular, simple tanai, this tanai. And therefore, says in the Sivis, even though the riff, it's pasha that you can need the maisa, not a matl yaday, but you need to have the idasa isha. You need to know that there was a parai in our kapatam to isha is being meichel, which is also kip parai. The Mishnah goes on, and the Mishnah brings down that if someone finds a shtar and a chafisa, a bedluskma, or a takrish ashtaris, a gudish ashtaris, hares a yachzer. The Gemara is the first. The reason of all these dinim is it's like a simen. A shtar that is a simen, over there it works. So there's a famous rush over here in the Shita Mekubetes. The rush really in Pesachim also discusses this. But the rush in Shita Mekubetes asks the kasha. L'chayro, what does it help? It's a simen. Very good. We know it's the malvis. The malvis proves that it's his ashtaris. It didn't fall from the leiva, it fell from him. You did a simen, we know that it fell from the malveh, so we can give it back. We're not chayshish that it fell from the leiveh. But ask the rush, there's a raisin and a fila over here. There's a raisin and a fila. If a shtar is on the floor, the whole parak was reversed, there were chayshish for parayin. That alone is a stipa to be chayshish for parayin, even if it fell from the malveh. What does it help? So answers the rush in his first teretz, that since we found it in a chafisa, in a dluskma, in a tachrich, we found it in this way, we see that it's not, there's no race in a fila. Race in a fila means that the person threw it in the garbage. We see that he just was totally not careful with it and it fell in the garbage. He threw it in the ash, but he didn't need it anymore. When it falls in such a way that it fell in a chafisa, in a dluskma, the way it fell, we see that it must have fallen by mistake. And therefore, says the Rosh, the lovedness of the simen over here is not to prove that it fell for the malveh. It's just, it's not so much the simen, it's the way it fell. We see from the way it fell that there's no reisa than a fila. We see that it fell by mistake. It didn't fall because he didn't need it and he threw it in the garbage. So what, find a shtar lying on the street. So it looks like the person just let it go, let it fell on the floor, threw it out. Hashem, when you find it in this eifin, says the Rosh, there's no reisa than a fila. And he says another teretz that since it's able to be nispar, I did a simanim imen aloyv enafel, I mean amal enafel. So therefore, The halacha is that there's no reis in a fila. Normally, we don't know if it fell from the leiva of the malveh. Mashikin over here, with the sparer, who it fell from, whoever gave the simon, we know it fell from him. So therefore, says the Rosh, that therefore you give it back. So now to understand this Rosh, the Pnei Yeshua understands, and the Ksei seems to say this also, the Ksei, the Simon Samachais of Katan Tess, seems to say that the lumness of this second teretz is because since what the Rosh means to say is that since it's a simen on the shtar, since it's a simen, so therefore we don't normally, when someone loses a shtar, he must have not been careful of it. He must have not needed the shtar. Hashem, when there's a simen, so he's not so careful, but he knows that he has a simen. Worst comes to worst, it falls on the floor, someone will give it back to him. He has a clear simen on the shtar that it's his. So therefore the Pnei Yeshua says it's far. The Ksei seems to say this. Seems to learn this pshat in the Rosh. The Pnei Yeshua says this is the pshat in the Rosh, which this is the same Rosh that the Rosh brings in Pesachim also. That his kavana is that since it's a simen here, so there's no reis in a fila, because he knows he can always get it back at the simen. So therefore, he's not so careful with it. Not because it's a shtar perua. Normally, when we find a shtar on the floor, where he has no way to get it back. He has no way to prove that it fell from him. So it must be it's perua, because he would not let it. He would have been more careful with it. Mashiach, when he has a simen, that's the reason why he's not so careful not to let it fall. Because he doesn't care so much, he'll get it back anyhow. But the Sefer HaTshumis and Sharon Bey's Ayiskim brings from the Chochmei Tzarfasim, this Teretz, come out the same Lashon as the Rosh. And if you look at Sharon Mishpat, it's Simon Samachay, Sivkat Zayin, he understands that's not what the Rosh means. He says, he says that the Lashon of the Rosh, and it's more Mefurish in Lashon of the Sefer HaTshumis, is that Kol Zman we know the Vadai. that it fell from the malveh, if we have a proof that it fell from the malveh, then there's no problem of reyes to the tefillah. And he goes on to explain it, and he brings it to Rashi, which we brought many times, Rashi, Rav Zayin, and a basis before like this, that if there's edim that it fell from the malveh, there's no problem of reyes to the tefillah. That calls when we have a star that we know that it was beyond a malveh, then even though it fell, apple peaking, we can't make any raises. A star beyond malveh, we can't make any raises in it as a full cheska staris, and therefore we have to give back the star, even though there's a raise in the field. A raise in the field doesn't bother us, calls about it sitting beyond a malveh. Ayin Shom, he has the kasha, we discussed already on the Aftazayin, and Bez, it seems from the Gemara, not like that, even on the tzad, it fell from the malveh, still was a problem raised in the field. Spoke about the Akasha, the Tazayin, and Beis. But that's how the Shar Mishpat understands, that's the Pashas Lashon of the Rishonim, of the Rosh in the second Teretz, the Rosh of Pesachim, the Sefer Chumis, that anytime there's a star that we know Vadi was Biyad HaMalveh, there's no problem of Reyes and Afil. Now, in the Ksais over there, it says another Teretz to this problem, and he says that maybe when it fell in the Chafisa and Adluskema, so automatically you can't say Reyes and Afil, because you can't tell me that the reason why he lost the star was because he wasn't careful with the star, because then why did he... The Chafisa fell also. The Chafisa and Luskma he wants. Why did he lose the Chafisa and Luskma? So it's Mukhrach from the fact that the Chafisa and Luskma on the floor that it was by mistake that it fell. And therefore there's no Reyes in the field. So the Ksei says, this is a good Teretz, the Chafisa and Luskma, but the Chere Tachrach Shashtar is that it wouldn't answer. The Mishnah goes on, and the Mishnah says, Motza Shtar Bein Shtaris. If someone finds a Shtar in between his Shtaris, the any day mativa, he finds a star that someone a malveh is a loiv is chayv money to a malveh. He doesn't know why it's by him. Did maybe the loiv give him the star? Did the malveh give him the star? What's the prua yet? He doesn't know. The halacha is yemunach at shiav el yo. The halacha is that it's yemunach and he shouldn't give it back to either of them. He'd only give it back to the malveh or to the loiv. So there's a big machlokes we shain him. What's the story over here? The Rashba says that Yechayshin L'Knunya, even if the loiv is moide, even if the loiv is moide, that we must give back the shtar to the malveh, afal pikein, you're not allowed to give it back. Even if the loiv is moide, and he says, I never paid up yet, it's a malveh's shtar, give it back to him, you're not allowed to give it back. So Yechayshin, that the loiv is making a knunya, maybe it's really paid up, and the loiv is making a knunya with the malveh. But the Rosh, the Timon and Beis, says the Re'isi Mishapirishkein, and he argues. He says, no, why would you be Yechayshin L'Knunya? There's no race in the field over here. There's no race in the field. The whole reason why we're chayish l'knuni is by a race in the field over here. It's sitting safely beyond a shlish. Why there's no race in the field? Why should we be chayish l'knuni? And therefore he says, "Kolz man that the leiv is moided that the malveh should get the star. You can give it back to the malveh." And the Rashba and Chuvis explains the shita. The Rashba and Chuvis and Chelik Beis and Chuvah Reish and Gimel and Chuvis Hamiyuchasis and Chuvah Yutes. He brings from a sugya. And Rav Basu. So again, Rav Basu is a member of Rav Huna, Amr Rav Huna, someone's makdish, all the chasim, and then he goes and he says that you should know someone owes me money. I owe someone money, he's able to be given from the karka. So the question is, the Gemara comes out of Maskana, talking about that the malveh is a shtar biyadi, and the question is that he should have to make a shtar, just like when you gave from Lekuches, you have to make a shvua, even if you have a shtar, halachas, if you gave him the chasim shabbatim, you have to make a shvua that it wasn't paid up yet. So Bechayra from the Hektish, also if this person would want to be given from Hektish, he would have to make a Shvuah. The Gemara says that once the person's Maideh, and Halacha is, then you don't have to make a Shvuah. And the Gemara explains, says Rav Huna, Ein Adam Oseh Knunya al Hektish. A person to make a Knunya on Hektish, he's not trying to make games on Hektish. So before in the Gemara, if he would have sold it to someone else, then the Halacha would be, that you would have to make a Shvuah, because why? There's a person making a Knunya on him. Says the Rashba, who's talking about Knunya over there? There's no race in a Fila. Why should we assume that someone's making a knunya? Why would Stam assume? It's beforeish in the Gemara that we're always chayshish for knunya. We're always chayshish for knunya, says the Rashba. Even when the outer race in the Nefila, we see from the Sugi of Abbasu that knunya is a chashash that we always have. So Rabbi Chanan and Kaivet Shurim of Abbasra, in Ois Tuf Reish Nun Gimel, explains that the Rosh holds that the reason why by every shlish. What's the reason for the Rosh? The Chayra, what's the proof that the Chayv wasn't paid up yet? So the reason is, says Rabbi Chanan, like the Rabbi Chanan explains this on Daf Yud Beis and Beis also, it's any day in Praticha, in a Chanami, we have no proof. It's any day in Praticha. The Leiva doesn't know. The Leiva doesn't know whether or not it's paid up yet. We don't know if it's paid up yet or not. So therefore, we suffer, we can give it back. Any day in Praticha. And the only reason why we wouldn't give it back is because of a Kenunya. Because maybe, if not for the fact that the Levi would be making a Kenunya, he would go Taina. He would go Taina, that's Perua. And therefore, says the Rabbi Chanan, and that's the reason why the Rosh holds that you need a special Kenunya to go ahead and make any problems. Without any Kenunya, we would assume there's a din of any damn praticha. Even though Misafik, we don't know for sure that the Chayvas are paid up. But Avo Pika, we could go and give it back to the Malva, but the Malva would be able to be given from the Kuchas. Says Rabbi Chanan, Masha Inki, the din of the Shvua over here, the Shvua that we have to make from the Hektish, the Shvua you have to make from the Kuchas. Over there, even by any Dan is the Chazal will matel Shvua. So therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, until we have a proof, a Vadidika proof, that there was no Parayin, you would still have to make a Shvua. And therefore, says Rabbi Chanan, you need a special Raya of in on the Moshe Kronyal Hektish, there's an Ad Sahadi. There's an answer how the eight on the Meisach Kriyal Hektish, and that will be a proof that the Emes wasn't paid up. Masha ain't gained by other people. There's no Anansa Hadi. In the Chalami, we don't have a special Chashash Kenunya, but we have no proof. Since our people that make a Kenunya, we have no proof from what you're saying that there was no Parayin. Masha ain't gained in Eretz Sugya, says Rabbi Chanan. In Eretz Sugya, we can assume that you have to pay up. It's any day of Praticha. Unless we have a special Chashash Kenunya that says that really you would have came along and tied it. Really you would have tied it. Because you're not tining because of the Kenunya, that's what we need to have. And that, says the Rosh, you only have with the Reis and then a few. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, Gemara brings down the story, which we already had before, that Agita, the Ishtakach Beidina Der Avhuna, there was a get that they found in Beidina Der Avhuna, and they wanted to know, did it have to be Chayshin, someone else living in a different place, also maybe had the same, says the same name, maybe it's his get. So the Gemara says, you have a Raya from the Mishnah, of Kol Maisa Bezer is a Yachsa, that were not Choshesh. So, that was Rabbi's Raya. So Amram said to Rabbi, Heichi Pasha Mari Surah Mamayna. How could you bring a Raya from Isser to Mom? And over here we're talking about Get, which is Isser. How could you bring a Raya from Maisa Bezer, which is Mom? So Taisis, the Ramasri Surah Mamayna, asked the Kasha, Ochira, what's his problem? Mom is always stronger. Mom in the Enoch Mom and Acharoiv. Mom is always harder to be Moitzi than regular Isser. So therefore, ask Taisvis, what's the Gemara's problem that you can't be punched this in Mamayna? L'chayra, Mamun is much harder. So both the Pnei Yeshua and Rabbi Kivager ask on Taisvis, that is Alacha, but Einocha Mamun Acharoyev, there's not a klal that you can't use Rav and Mamun. The reason is, this is a Cheskes Mamun that's going against the Rav. Ashenkin over here, says Rabbi Kivager, Kivager speaks out, there's a Taisvis in Chun Daftari Vav that says that you can't be Moitzi Mamun with Simonim. Simonim isn't strong enough to be Moitzi Mamun. So ask Taisis, how could over here in Eretz Sugya, it's Meforish, they give back Shtaris with Simonim? How could you give back a Shtar with a Simon and then be Moitzi Mamun from the Loive? Chari Simonim isn't strong enough to be Moitzi Mamun. So Taisis explains that we're not being Moitzi Mamun, Aide Simonim. Simon is just doing that we've been giving back the Shtar. Right now there's no Cheskes Mamun. We don't look at it as a Cheskes Mamun. We're looking at it as a Shtar on the floor. We're giving back to the Shtar, to the proper person. Now, once he gets it back, Aide the Shtar, it's going to be Moitzi Mamun. That's not called being Moitzi Mamun, Aide Simonim. So therefore, says Pnei Yeshua, says Rabbi Kivager, over here, we're not discussing a nice of Cheskes Mamun over here, like Taisa says of Chulun Dab Tzadivav. So therefore, over here, of course you could, this Mamun is regular Mamun over here, you would be able to go Basarayv, just like you could use Simonim over here. It's not, we don't look at giving back the Shtar, it's going against the Cheskes Mamun. So therefore, it's very good, the Gemara's Taino, like that you can't be Paisha Issa from a Maina. Because over here, we're not talking about going against the Cheskes Mamun. Taisal Kasha Menoch Mamun Acharoiv is only when there's a Cheskes Mamun, and over here, we don't look at it as going against the Cheskes Mamun. So Archean, what Taisis holds, every Taisis holds, not Taisis argues and Taisis Chulin, so Archean. Taisis answers in the first Teretz, Yeshleim, and they become Makam, but Ishatish Achmiru, that Ishatish is different, Ishatish were more Machmir, we find that even by Mayim Shein Lam Seif, now I get married to Chatchila, even though there's a Rav. So you see that by Ashes Ish with Machmir, even against Rav, just like Mom. Kivager is Ma'ir on Taisis at L'Chayra, the Gemara over here, and the Rabbi answered back to Rav Amram, Tarado Shtori Chilitzo Meunim Tanan. That what are you telling me? I can't be Poshit, it's there from Mamin. The Mishnah's talking about, it's there also, the Mishnah's talking about Chalitzo Meunim. Ask Rabbi Kivager, if the whole problem of being Pashat Isser Mamun is out because of Chumra de Ishas Ish, so what are we bringing in Chalitza Meyunim? His problem wasn't Isser. Taisa says, of course, Mamun's stronger than Isser. Taisa's old Tarot says that Ishas Ish is more Chumra than Isser. So why how could he prove him from Chalitza Meyunim? So says Rabbi Kivager, L'chayr, it seems that Taisa holds that the Chumra de Ishas Ish applies to Chalitza also. And he brings a Mordechai and Yevamis and Mitzvah Chalitza that's a furish that Chalitza is a Dindovish of Erva. different sense of kivegin, just like we're machmer neishes ish by ma'im sheinam soif. Who had the chalitza also has the same chumra, and therefore, Rabba held that you would be able to be poshed an inyan of get from an inyan of chalitza. If you look at the Pnei Yeshua learns that tkufa neisa. What did Rav Amram hold? What did Rav Amram ask? He didn't know that the Mishnah says chalitza meyunim. That was kufa neisa. The neisa kufa is chalitza meyunim doimet to ishes ish like a get? Does it have the same chumra as get? Do we have the chumra to ishes ish by chalitza meyunim, or do we say no? Chalitza meyunim is an isser, a regular isser, and therefore you can't bring a raya to get, just like you can't bring a raya from mamon, you wouldn't, Rabbi Amram held, you wouldn't be able to bring a raya from chalitza meyunim either. The Gemara goes right there, the Gemara says, my macher is minion. The Gemara is talking about, if someone finds shloisha shtaris kruchaz abazet. So the Gemara says, a gudushal starts, the Gemara says, my machris minion. Rashi learns that the Gemara is assuming it. The simit is the kricha. The simit is the aguda. The simit is the krucha zebazet. And the Gemara says, my machris. So what are your machris? Your machris, how many starts you found? And the person gives us the simit of the kricha. So the Gemara asks, my yitlasa fidu treinami, why do you need three starts? So you could give the same simit when there would be two. And the Gemara says, Elokut Abravida Tiva Machris, Achadabi Shtori Machris, and Rashi explains that you don't say the million of stars that you found, you say that you found stories. And then the person has to go give a simon minion and say that the Kruchan Zebazet. So therefore, you need Dafka 3. Because 2, since Miet Shtori Yishtayim, so that wouldn't be a simon. That's what the person said, I found stories. Saying that it's 2 wouldn't be a simon. And therefore, we need to have Dafka 3 because the simon that we're discussing over here is minion. So Rashi learned the sugya that the Gemara started off saying that the simon would have been the fact that it's kruchan zebazet, and the Gemara was chayzer and said no, the simon is minyan. And the Ritva brings down from Taisvis, which is where we have from Taisvis Beit Peretz, that he's not happy with his pshat, because he didn't have the girsa of the Gemara Ella. We have a girsa of the Gemara Ella k'damar avida. The Gemara is being chayzer. He didn't have the girsa that the Gemara is being chayzer, and therefore he says that no, the Gemara was never chayzer from what the simon was. And the Gemara knew the whole time that the simon was minyan. That wasn't the shayla of the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, my machriz, the Gemara didn't understand the chatchil that your machriz shtoris. The Gemara says, my machriz, why are you machriz? Because of a simon minyan. That's how he translates the Gemara. Not my machriz minyan. My machriz, why are you machriz? Because the person is going to give a simon minyan. So why did he need 3? 2 would also be enough to be a simon minyan. And that the Gemara answers, since shtari machriz it, you say elosha rabbi when you machriz it, so therefore 2 is not a simon, and you need 3. But the fiyah, however you learn the Gemara, comes out, says the Ritva, that the simon is the minyan, not the kruchan zebazet. So the Ritva is bothered, why need kruchan zebazet? So he brings a pshat. And the Rosh also says his pshat, that you just need kruchan zebazet, because if not, the Balvin doesn't know, the person that loses the stars doesn't know that they were found together. If they're not kruchan zebazet, then maybe each one was found separately. Maybe they fell apart, then each one fell separately. The only way that he knows that they fell together is idea kricha. The Rosh explains that if they didn't fall, if he's not sure that they fell together, he's biayish. He's biayish. So the reason why we need the simit of the kruchan is just that he shouldn't be biayish. And the Ritva is a little bothered by this. The Ritva says that the Gemara, before it goes into Arichas, explain exactly what the Kruchan Zebazet is and everything. If it's not a Simit at all, it's just a Chatim Tzim Alba that he knows that it fell together. Why does the Gemara have to go through Arichas to explain what it is? And he says that maybe the Gemara is just explaining the Mishnah. But the Ritva says another Pshat. The Ritva says that maybe once, because of what we've just finished saying, you need the kruchan over here. Since you need the kruchan for the minyan to be a simon, so therefore he says, maybe therefore, you, in order to bevar the minyan tvei, you need to speak out that it's kruchan. Now that we need anyhow the metzias of kruchan today to make that the simon minyan should be a good simon, therefore you have to speak out kruchan. And if you look at the Lashon Rashi, it's pretty clear that Rashi also holds this way. Rashi doesn't hold like what the Rosh says, that the kruchan is just a haichatimtza ba'alba, that we should have the simon minyan. But Rashi speaks out, in the Rebbe Shtari Bachris, Rashi says, "V'zet tzarich sheyeber katzmekach hayu ukruchet hayu." The first thing he has to speak out that it's kruchet. If he doesn't say it's kruchet, it's mashma Rashi that the kruchet's a minyan. Like would be more like the second shot of the Ritva. Now, Pidus Bahalich of the Rosh and the Ritva's first pshat that the reason why we need to have the kruchet is not for the simid. The reason why you need to have kruchan is because then the Malvin doesn't know that it fell, and therefore he's biyayish. The Ktesa Chayshin in Sibin Sabach Hey, Sifkaton Yud says that we could say a different mahalach. A few what we said before, the Ksais himself said before, that the reason why Sibin helps, even though there's a race in the Tefillah, is because the person's Sibach on the Sibin, and therefore, even if he's not so careful to let it drop, because he knows it is a Sibin, so therefore says the Ksais, we could say therefore a different Svar why the Kruchin, but if it's not Kruchin, I mean, now he has a Sibin that it fell from him, because he's coming and telling me that it's three, but since Bishas, when it fell, he didn't know. He didn't know for sure there's going to be a Sibin. So therefore, there's a race into the field. The whole reason why Sibin helps, says Ksais, we said explained earlier, is because the person that lost it, the Malva, knows that he'll be able to get it back into a Sibin. But if it's not Kruchin, even though now the Maestro is a Sibin of three, there's a Sibin of Minyan, but since he didn't know that, so therefore there's a race into the field. This is going to be a race into the field. So this is all explaining why I need the Sibin of Minyan. The question is, why can't you use a Sibin of Kruchin? So Pashtit's Mashman the Ritva, the Inachanami, Kruchin is not a Simen, it's not enough of a Simen. But if you look at the Sivis and Sivkata Yutes, he also goes up Peter's Derech of this Ktsais. That you need to have, the reason why you need to know that it was, you need Kruchin is, but if not, there's going to be a race into the Fila. But he adds, the reason why Kruchin himself is not a Simen, he says Alpi or Ramah, that the Torah brings. The Ramah is a Svara, that even if, maybe the Malva already paid up, maybe the Lev already paid up the Chayv, and the Malva gave it back. And now the reason why the Lev doesn't know about the Simen of Kruchin, is because maybe it wasn't some Levi. The amount, the minion, since the Malva knows it and the Levi doesn't know it, so it seems that the Levi didn't pay up, or else the Levi would know. Mashing and Kruchim, not always is the Levi some Lev to the fact that it's Kruchim, and therefore there's no proof from the fact that the Malva knows the Simon and the Levi doesn't know it, that there was no Peroin. Now the Ksais HaChayshen in Sefkatan Yud Aleph says another Teretz, why do you need Kruchim and a minion? He says that you look at the Sugya Neilu Metzias, the Gemara brings a riot from here, that Simonim is Daraisa, but if Simonim would be Darabana, you wouldn't be give back a Shtar. That the Kanas Chacham doesn't apply by Shtar. So ask the Ktsais, Lamaisa are Pshitas that hold that Simonim are only Darabana. How are the Lamaisa going to learn over here? So says the Ktsais, if you look in the Paiskim and the Chuvis Rishainim and Achrainim, they say that even though a Simon Beinani doesn't work, you need Bidaraisa, you need Dafka Simon Muvik, when you have two Simonim, that's Shavat HaSimim Muvik. So says the Ktsais, maybe that's the Pshat over here. Maybe that's the reason why you need to have two Simonim, you need to have Kruchin, and you need to have Minyan, Kedei, that it should be the Darg of Simonim Deraisa, Kedei to give back a Shtar. Because if you hold Simonim Derabon, the Gemara's of War and Eilam Metzias, so you can't give back a Shtar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.